The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, what's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. More storylines, more best bets for the night in sports. We have no time to waste. I am the coach. Let's bring in my co-stars. You know I love them so much. Johnny B. Alex, by the way, Johnny, you have the Guardians, right? Today? You picked them?
No, I didn't.
You did not pick him today.
Okay, I'll forgive him, yeah.
We are sweating them right now. They're up 3-2 over the Twins, if you are a member of Sportsline. All right, let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines today. And I got to tell you, breaking news out of the NFL. Alex, I'm going to start with you. A big-time contract in D.C. Talk to me.
Coach, yeah, the Washington Commanders signed Terry McLaurin to a 3-year, $71 million contract extension. The deal reportedly includes a $28 million signing bonus. There was never much reason to be concerned about McLaurin's fantasy stock or his numbers, in my opinion. If you can deliver with Taylor Heineke, you can deliver with anybody. But it's good to see that he'll be getting training camp reps with Carson Wentz. It's also some much-needed good publicity for a franchise that is currently drowning in bad news. McLaurin will enter the season as the number one wide receiver for Carson Wentz, who in my opinion is a big upgrade at quarterback. If you follow me, I love season-long props. It's a market I like to attack early, so I'll be taking a very close look at Terry McLaurin's numbers going forward.
And my man Alex, this will be the first full-time NFL season. He's going to be having articles all over the place on Sportsline, but you have to be a member. Come on, let's go. Now, let's switch over to Johnny B. We get two bullpen reports today. Let's go. Talk to me.
Yeah, part two of the bullpen report today. Between off days and blowouts, there really aren't any bullpens in poor shape right now. The Nationals might have Kyle Finnegan and Carl Edwards Jr. unavailable after pitching three of the last 4 days. Kenley Jansen could be unavailable after pitching three of the last 5 nights, including a 28-pitch blown save on Sunday. David Robertson's pitched 4 out of the last 6 nights and could be unavailable for the Cubs, but that's about it.
I feel like in the chat, as you're giving the storyline, we have an early edge in five kind of chat, courtesy of AB. Howdy, AB. Hey, AB. Howdy, sir. Howdy to you. Howdy you. Hey, Scott, my man. Oh, what up, coach? What is going on in the chat? Good Lord. Full sentences need not apply. All right, let's get into our board for the day. We've got a lot of plays from the morning show. Hopefully you watch that. We have plenty more right here, right now. And when Johnny B sticks his chest out, shoulders back, and he goes into New York and picks an away team, he's got to go first. Johnny, what do you got?
Yeah, coach, we're going to go with the Astros minus 120 versus the Mets today. Framber Valdez had been a quality start machine this season. He's pitched one in 11 straight starts. The Mets also didn't see him when they traveled to Houston last week. Carlos Carrasco struggled to a 5.33 ERA this month, and he was hit hard by the Astros last time around. The Mets are much better at home, but the Astros have played just fine on the road this season at 25-16. The Astros also could have honestly taken all 4 games from the Yankees if it hadn't been for a couple blown saves, so I like the Astros on the road here.
Well, I actually like the over in this game is what I played personally. Not a sports line play, just my gut. I think it's going to be a lot of runs. Don't mind the Astros, though. All right, I'm going to go next because my guy Alex has been so on fire with his K-props. He deserves to go last. I got 4 big plays, but 3 of them we call stacked. All right, but my first play, I'm going to go – no. I'm going to reverse it. We will do the stack first. Tonight, I love Tariq Skubal. I mean, I love to fade him. His last 4 outings look a little something like this. 6 runs, 5 runs, 4 runs, 3 runs. I don't see 2 or 1 or 0. Uh-uh. This man is fading himself. So we're going to do this. We're going to do the Giants first 5 minus a half minus 130. Love that. We're going to do the first 5 team total first 5 over 2.5 plus 124. Giants team total over 3.5 for the game minus 138. The book still likes Skubal. I do not. Stack all 3. Then the last play, we're going to go to the Orioles. We cashed it last night. We're going to go on the run line minus 1.5. A little juicy minus 150, but I'll take the run line with the away team, and I love it. Now, as we go to Prop Stars. Alex, I know you love the Orioles tonight. I know you love Baltimore to just smack the ball all over the yard. Is that true?
Coach, I like Robbie Ray to have over 6.5 strikeouts tonight. I gave this play out earlier as my article play, but you can still find good odds. I checked DraftKings first. Listen, Ray has only eclipsed this line in 6 of 15 starts this season. However, I love this spot for the veteran left-hander. Not only is this a great matchup on paper, but similar to what I talked about yesterday with Montgomery's advanced stats suggests that he is due for an uptick in strikeouts. Ray is currently averaging a 15.1 swinging strike percentage. That's the second highest mark of his 9-year career. 3 percentage points over his career average of 12%. Despite him generating a ton of whiffs, his 26% K rate is the lowest it's been since the 2015 season. That indicates he is running cold and unlucky as far as strikeouts concerned. He's facing an Orioles squad that is averaging 9 strikeouts a game, good for the 4th highest K rate in the majors. They've been even worse versus opposing left-handers, averaging the 2nd highest K rate versus opposing southpaws. I love this. My model projects him for 9.12 strikeouts, which is a huge edge when we're talking about a line that's 6.5. Take Robbie Ray over 6.5 strikeouts tonight.
Is there anything better than listening to Prop Stars speed read through a take? It's one of my favorite things in the whole world. By the way, Brian says Prop Stars hitting on Monty K prop yesterday, plus money. Let's get it 2 in a row. We do it every single day. We grind. We keep our head down, focused. By the way, a 4-3 game in Seattle would hit all of our plays. They would hit all of our plays. Let's go 4-3 Mariners tonight. That would be perfect. There's only one thing left to do. On this show, we don't do the recap screen. Hopefully, you got it when we gave it. Again, only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. We do it 2 times every single weekday. We grind for you, even in June and July when everybody else is taking time off, not us. Although I'll be gone all next week on vacation, but don't worry about it because we do it every single weekday right here, Early Edge. In 5. Good luck.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.